What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 12 of the Syndicates. Eddie and Vic with you this week. John is unable to make it, too busy watching his Lions on Thanksgiving as usual. Vic, this is the first time we've done this pod where the Bears aren't playing on Thanksgiving.
Thank God, man. But unfortunately for me, they're playing Sunday night, so I feel like it's even worse.
Still get them in prime time, just not on Thanksgiving. But
they need to flex that out or something.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that, but then I looked at the rest of the games for the week, and this week is not a good board for, in my opinion.
I know it's tough. It's exactly like the games aren't that good on Sunday. The Bears Pack rivalry. I mean, if you want to call it a rivalry, it hasn't been one for like 30 years, but apparently we were really good before I was born. It is going to be a hype game as always, but. It's just, as a Bears fan, it's just brutal every time they're on like prime time.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is always one of my favorite weeks of the year though. I love betting on Thanksgiving. So, it's always a fun tradition. I feel like every year it's the same old, I bet the bad teams on Thanksgiving and then I find a way to get burned. And then sometimes on the Thursday night game, I make it a little bit back, but
yeah,
we'll see, man. This one though, on Thursday, we'll just kick it off with the first game up. It's of course the Lions. They are home against the Houston Texans. In my opinion, a little bit of overinflation on this line here due to the Texans win last week than how bad the Lions looked. I really wish John was on so we could kind of get his opinion on everything that's going down in True. Detroit. But I know you, fellow NFC North team that you have here, you might know a little bit more on the Lions situation, what you're hearing, but they are getting, it looks like majority of the bets are coming in on the Texans. So yeah. If anything, I would lean to the Lions here. And I feel like that's how I am every Thanksgiving, having to bet the Lions. So what are you thinking in this one?
Well, before I give you some Lions thoughts, just in general, since 2003, favorites on Turkey Day are 31-13 ATS. So 70%. Just good for everyone to know, including us. I feel like we always are like looking for an angle or situation, but maybe it is just as simple as like the good teams do better on short weeks. Right. And so just wanted to throw that nugget out there. This is a tough game. I mean, these are two teams I hate like betting on just because of the inconsistencies. Like Detroit last week didn't even get to the red zone. How crazy is that? Like they didn't even, the Bears, as bad as that offense that you watched against the Vikings, got to the red zone multiple times. And the Detroit Lions were playing the Panthers with a backup quarterback, backup running back, and they didn't hit, and a defense that usually gets shredded, and they didn't hit the red zone once. So that to me worries me a little bit because I don't know if you've seen all the articles, but like, it seems like everyone wants Patricia out. Right. So have the players kind of given up? I don't know. I do think it's a good spot for Detroit. They're completely different offense when Galladay and Swift, you know, are in, and it does look like they're kind of trending towards playing this week. And the public's on Houston, as you said, a little bit of an overreaction from last week. So the line is up to Texans -3. I mean, as John likes to say, like gun to my head, I would take Detroit, but I'm really worried if they've given up on their coach. What do you think?
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to John about, is just kind of the whole feel for the situation in Detroit and if they have given up on their coach, because I know it certainly looks that way, but I mean, it has, I feel like it has looked that way in the past, not just this year, but previous years with the Lions and Patricia, where they've looked like they've given up on them. And then all of a sudden they come out and put in a good performance and beat a team that they shouldn't or play really well. So I don't know. It goes back to that thing on Thanksgiving. I think we've talked about it the past couple of years where there's just this public, I don't know if the public does really well or just the favorites do pretty well, which in turn the public does well in those situations. So I don't know if Houston's really a good team in this situation. So that's why it's tough for me to back them. And I don't know if they should be a 3-point favorite on the road. So that makes me lean the Lions.
There is a bet I like in this game, as John sometimes likes to say. I wish John was on. It's always fun, us three. But like a square over pick maybe. But I like the over in this game. I feel like Detroit's defense is suspect. I believe in Watson to at least score Detroit should be able to run the ball and put up some points, and maybe they're playing for a little pride after what happened last week. And if Golladay and Swift are back, they should be able to put up some points. So, you know, I'm seeing 51 as the total. I actually might just take the over early game on Thanksgiving while I'm like cooking and just hope for some like fantasy and fireworks.
Hey, never hurts to root for some fireworks. So, tough spot there. I don't know if we got like a true lean in that game there, but we'll go on to the next one, the 431 Washington at Dallas. Dallas is -3. Looks like this line crept up a little bit. I saw last week it was like -1, -2 was the look ahead. Now Dallas is a 3-point favorite after the win against the Vikings. I mean, Washington just won their game too, so I don't know if this warrants a jump up, but man, initially coming into this game, I really did like Dallas at the -2, -1, but I was thinking they were going to lose last week, and that's when I wanted to jump on them. But 3 points on Thanksgiving, I also don't know. I'll let you kick it off first, see if you got anything you like in this one.
I mean, I love Washington, man. I loved them last week, and I love them again this week. I think this is a overreaction and a letdown spot for Dallas, right, after that big Minnesota win. And I like Washington's defense, and Alex Smith looked better, man. And I the key that I really like is their D line against Dallas's O line. And again, that if you remember a couple weeks ago, I was on Washington that game. They came through. And I love this running back Washington has. Gibson, that kid can really, really play. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see him a lot, but I really like his game. So I think Washington will be able to score points in this one. And in these NFC East type matchups, man, I like just taking the points. So I'm going to be on Washington +3. I see a bunch of threes out there.
And that's when I saw the threes, when I started to lean Washington. When it was one and like an early look ahead, I was really looking to take Dallas here and just kind of a revenge spot from last time. But the defensive line of Washington versus the offensive line of the Cowboys is really what I think is going to determine this game. And that's why I'm kind of leaning the Washington football team as well. So I think I'll probably agree with you on this one here. And Washington will probably be my play, but one of those things that might wait out a little bit, see how things play out a little closer to game time. But as of right now, Washington would be the side I'm on as well.
Nice.
Next one. This was one I really liked. But
I
want
to hear your thoughts because I hate Baltimore. So I want to hear your thoughts on this game,
dude. Yeah, I agree with you. But they are just so hard to figure out right now because when these two teams played last time, the Ravens dominated the box score. It's just the turnovers were bad. I mean, Steelers turned it over too, but the way that the Ravens turned it over, either they were about to score or it led to Pittsburgh scoring. If you look at like yardage gain, they almost outgained them by like 200 yards almost. And they really did pretty well. But now, I mean, they have no running backs in this game. I know the two are out. Is Gus Edwards even able to play? Or is he, I know he hasn't tested positive, but can he play?
Because he's been in the room. Yeah, he's the only running back left. I mean, I like Gus Edwards' game, so I think they should be okay there. But, yeah, the other two, they're on the list. And I mean, again, this year has been nuts, but I'm 99.9% sure because it's a short week. They won't be able to play, right?
With the game in general or the running backs?
This game, those two running backs.
Yeah, they already said that whatchamacallit, those two running backs are out.
They're so out, right? Okay, yeah. So it is just Gus Edwards done right now.
Yeah, but I've heard other things. Reports say the other Ravens have tested positive as well. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's one thing you're going to have to keep an eye on, but I do like the Ravens here. Eventually, the Steelers are going to lose, and they're not going to go 16-0. No team really ever does. And if you look at their schedule, God, they have had the easiest strength of schedule so far this season, and they're going to continue to have it going forward.
Yeah.
Really, the Colts or the Bills are really the only other – I mean, they could lose to Cleveland too, but they got Washington who they'll probably beat, Cincinnati who they'll beat. So they're running out of games to lose here, and I think eventually they're going to stumble up, and wouldn't be surprised if it's against their, you know, long-hated rival on Thanksgiving. We've seen these two teams play in the past on Thanksgiving, and I think that one of those games was the Tomlin, Jacoby Jones, where he was returning the kick and Tomlin was like on the field had to step out of the way.
Yeah,
that was on Thanksgiving, I think. So, I mean, these guys have played on Thanksgiving before. It's a big rivalry game, and I like the Ravens in this spot here with the 4.5, and I'll probably be on them. Maybe see if it goes up a little bit more with more COVID stuff. So, what about you?
Man, I mean, normally I would just take the Ravens because, again, I feel like we both watched that game. They dominated that game, and just red zone turnovers killed us. And then I bet on them again last week, and they were up, what, 21-10? And then, again, Lamar throws this terrible interception. He misses Mark Andrews for a wide-open bomb that would have probably put the game away. And then they lose that game straight up. And so it's just tough to, like, back them, even though I feel like this is the right side. Like, the line's a little fishy, right? Like, Steelers -4, they're rolling right now. COVID issues for Baltimore. Everyone's going to be on Pittsburgh. They're, like, kind of, like, baiting people to take the Steelers in this spot, I feel like. And like, rivalry games, so I like getting anything more than 3 points. Their games always come down to a field goal or 3 to 4 point range. It's like everything is telling me to bet on Baltimore. But then I saw these games and it's like, I was watching this last game and like Lamar's missing wide open passes. Their D line is just getting shredded by the run. It seemed like Henry was getting 5 yards before he was even getting touched. Right. So I don't know, man. I mean, I'll probably after all of that take the Ravens just because I like 4.5 points in this matchup, but I'm not loving it.
Yeah, I agree with you too. And one of the things that, like, the way that the Ravens lost last week, Lamar Jackson kind of pointed out, it looked like they almost quit, where, you know, they were getting steamrolled by AJ Brown and Derrick Henry and not finishing their tackles. So yeah, man, it's really tough to back them right now, but I do think they have the most value. It's the same thing as like a stock. When you see a dip, you got to buy it on its low or the low point. Then you're going to get the highest return on it. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it here. And I feel like we're getting the Ravens at a awfully low, cheap price. I mean, they're on the outside of the playoffs right now, not even in. So yeah, I'll take the Ravens plus the 4.5 here, but like you, don't love it.
I mean, it is a must. I mean, like, it's crazy to say this, but it is kind of a must win for them, right? Like, they're coming off some bad losses. Cleveland is ahead of them right now. And so they lose this game, man, they're going to be in trouble. And so they need to win this game. So, like, I'm hoping for things like you said, like, hey, we're getting extra value. The line's kind of inflated and the rivalry edge where, you know, they're going to come to play this game no matter what. So hoping that they can keep this one close.
Yeah, I agree. So we will see. But now on to the Sunday games. First up is our favorite team, the Atlanta Falcons, +3 at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Saints pretty much just dominated them last week, mostly at the line of scrimmage. Matt Ryan was sacked a whole bunch of times, really had no time to throw in that game. I lean the Falcons here, but auto fade Falcons is what kind of hurts me. It's hard to trust them. And how many times have we been on the Falcons and been burned? So again, with the Raiders here having to go all the way across country, non-conference game, then they got to play the Jets the next week. So another cross trip, across the country trip. But, and I like the Falcons in this spot here, but not a lot. It's kind of like the Ravens where I like it, don't love it. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of value on Atlanta here. They haven't given up. They're playing better with their new coach. Matt Ryan, we both watched that Saints game because we had the Saints. And you're right. The D-line really bring it to Matt Ryan. The reason why I kind of like Atlanta on this spot, one of the reasons you already mentioned, like, Vegas, big game, a little bit of a letdown, travel, a little bit of a sandwich spot, but they don't have that defensive pressure, right, that can get to Matt Ryan. So they should be able to move the ball. And so I think they're a live dog where they have a chance to win this game straight up. So I like the 3 points because I know they're going to be able to score on the Raiders.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I like them as well in this spot here. And I just think we're due for a little bit of a bounce back game for them. So I'll roll with the Falcons in this spot here, and another one where just close your eyes, bet the game, and check the score at the end. Don't watch it. Also on Sunday, we have another 1 o'clock game, New England. They are +2.5 against the Cardinals. And this one I do kind of like a little bit more because Arizona in their past couple of games, which have all been against the AFC East, except for that Seattle one in the middle, they've shown some kind of chinks in the armor, I think, where they're a little bit vulnerable. They can get run on. Seattle, I think, kind of played them the way you should last week. I think Belichick can come up with a nice game plan defensively to kind of hold back Kyler just a little bit. And then I think kind of similar to how he did against Lamar a couple weeks ago. Granted, it was a monsoon outside, so that helped. But I think you're going to see a similar game plan to what we saw a couple weeks ago against the Ravens, where they kind of held Lamar in check. I think that's what they're going to do against Kyler Murray. Plus, the way that this line is situated here, the 2.5, not the 3, makes me want to take the underdog because the books don't want to put it at 3 for a reason. It's because they know as soon as it gets to 3, it's going to get hammered with sharp money. So it's to entice bettors to take the Cardinals anytime you see that 2.5. So I'm going to be on the Patriots in this spot here.
So breaking news, I got a text message from John himself saying his pick of the week is the Patriots.
All right, so then I agree with him.
You agree with him. I agree with both of you. So I think at the end when we do our picks, let's jot this one down for sure. I mean, you nailed it. I like the Pats. And honestly speaking, they've been playing some good football the last couple of weeks. And like you said, I think they can slow them down a little bit. Arizona just had a huge game, right? I don't know. Maybe they're a little disappointed off of that one. But their defense – you know, their offense is fun to watch. Their defense has been suspect. I think there's just some good value in this game. The look ahead line was Arizona -1 or a pick 'em, and now we're getting 2.5. So I think we're all kind of on the same page. The public's all over Arizona, of course, right? 65% clip. So I like the Pats in this spot too.
Awesome. So we are 3 for 3 on that one. Probably our only 3 for 3 of the day because that's the only pick we're going to get from John. But next up, we'll go to another game that's probably not the greatest one on the board. Cincinnati, they are home +5.5. New York Giants. I don't think the Giants should be a 5-point favorite on the road against anybody. Bengals are starting Ryan Finley.
Yeah.
I would lean the Bengals here if I had to. I'm probably not going to bet this game just because, one, like I said, Giants shouldn't be a 5.5-point favorite on the road against anybody. Two, I always like to bet teams that have, like, a major injury the week before, kind of that similar with the Dak situation when he got hurt, although the Cowboys got smacked the following week. I just feel like teams come out a little bit more inspired the following week when they lose a big key player. Yeah. But, 5.5. Bengals, not anything I'm going to put my money on. So that's where I would lean, though. How about you?
I think 9 out of 10 times, me and you and John usually would take the Bengals in this spot, right? But I'm kind of again, I don't know if this is just like an angle, but in my head, it seems like the angle. But it's like maybe these guys are just demoralized, right? Because of what happened to Burrow. Like they're like a young squad rebuilding. He finally got that quarterback. And then to see him get hit and go out like that, I think they might just be like not depressed. I mean, these are grown men, like professionals, right? But I mean, their old line stinks and they just lost their star like franchise piece. So that's the only reason why I'll probably just sit this game out. I mean, normally I love to fade injuries. Like it always works, right? Like look at Detroit, Carolina last week, right? Like as soon as Teddy was out, everyone started slamming the Lions. The Panthers won easily. So, you know, odds makers cake all this stuff in. They have values for every single player. But on this one, I'm just kind of going with that emotional letdown. And, you know, Finley hasn't been good either. Like, I think his completion percentage is like 45%. He's gotten sacked like 15 times, 3 interceptions, 4 fumbles. So just, I don't know. I don't think I can do it. I mean, the Giants should not be laying 6 point. It's up to 6. Jeez. against anyone, right? Like I agree with you 100%. And everyone's going to be on the Giants. So It's more like either you take the Bengals or maybe just sit this one out, and I'm going to sit it out.
Yeah, I think we should sit this one out too. Mostly because one thing that kind of scares me, what you said, where if they are demoralized, you basically have one team that has to play for something, and the Giants versus a team that doesn't have anything to play for in the Bengals. So, you know, they could just kind of be packing it in, and then you got to bet on the Bengals that's not looking too hot by the second quarter. So we will see. Another ugly game. Cleveland Browns, they are 6.5-point favorites, 7 in some spots on the road against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And staying in Florida again is Jerome Boger, who's reffing this game, who tried to come through for us last night on Monday Night Football, but he just couldn't get the job done. Thanks to Tom Brady, who couldn't have choked the last 20 years, but decided to do that finally this year in a 2-minute drive when he's not in my division. But hey, man, I want to take the Jags here plus the 7, mostly because I think Cleveland just came off of a big win, and they have kind of a big game against Tennessee next week, but I just feel like the Browns are kind of ripe for the picking here to come out a little flat. And 7 points on the road is quite a bit. The one thing about this is I think Myles Garrett is going to be out again this week. So they're going to be without the pass rush that they normally have again. And last week, I think, kind of negated it because of the weather conditions. Whereas in this one here, it's going to be in sunny Florida, so weather conditions aren't going to be too much of an impact. But anything you liking in this one?
Yeah, I think Ward's going to be out for the Browns too. He's a really good in the secondary. So they're missing two key defensive cogs. So the only thing – I mean, I really like the Jags in this spot. The only thing that scares me is, like, I think, like, they're missing, like, 5, like, defensive starters. But I have a theory. I want to pick your brain on this theory. So the Browns have been winning some football games, and the last 3 weeks the weather has been horrendous, right? It's been, like, 20 to 40 mile per hour winds, crazy rain. And because of that, the Browns had to rely on running the football and their defense, both things which are very good. Limited Baker opportunities. Even this past game, when Baker went back to snap, he fumbled one. I think a couple of different plays where he almost had a turnover. So again, I'm not hating on Baker Mayfield. I actually like Baker. Like, I loved him in college, and I enjoy watching him play. I want the Browns to do well, and I want the Browns to find a quarterback. I feel like there's a lot of, like, similarities between them and the Bears, right? But the more Baker, the more problems for the Browns. So this weather, the weather conditions are going to be nice. It's going to be a lot of Baker, so you're going to have opportunities for a turnover, and I think that's what keeps the Jags in this football game. So I like getting the points. I'm seeing some 7s out there. You know, you're getting the Jags plus 7 at home. They just got drilled last game. You know, they had a decent showing against the Packers, got drilled last game. So we're getting a little bit of value just because the Browns have been doing well. Jags are coming off of a bad loss, but I like the 7 points at home here. What do you think about my theory?
No, I 100% agree with you. And you don't have to hate on Baker, because I will. I don't think he's that good of a quarterback. I never liked him coming out of college. I was one of the few people that didn't want him to get drafted in Buffalo. Everybody thought, oh, blue collar guy, I love him, bring him to Buffalo, rah, rah. I wanted no part of him. I never really thought he was that good of a quarterback. Oklahoma's just got a great system. I thought he fit it well. And I think we're kind of seeing it in the NFL. But like you said, more Baker, more problems is basically what happens. When they put the game in his hands, bad things happen. We saw it firsthand in the Pittsburgh game when he was just dropping back to pass and just didn't even look like an NFL quarterback that game because of how well the Steelers just took advantage of him, put him in bad situations, and just kind of fooled him a lot of times with coverages. In this spot here, I don't know if the Jags can keep up with the run game. It will all depend on how well they do run it. And like I said, Jerome Boger is reffing this game. I don't know how much, you know, he'll be able to help out the Jags in here. One other thing you mentioned was some overs with Jerome Boger. Talk a little bit more about what you found there.
Yeah, so, you know, we love Jerome Boger for home teams. We've been on that for a long time. But I saw our guy John Ewing, who is now at BetMGM, post a pretty cool trend last night I'm trying to dig it up, but basically it was like Jerome Boger as the head official. Those games go over. Okay, I found it here. So overs are 108 and 76, 60% in games that he officiates. And last night, so that just turned to 109 because that was before last night's game. And last night's game went over too when everyone was pounding the under, if you remember. So just something to keep an eye on, like Jerome Boger home games and now Jerome Boger overs as well.
Yeah, so I think that is something we should start keeping an eye on because we always kept track on the home games. Now we'll keep an eye on those overs as well because apparently he likes to blow the whistle a lot. More flags equals more points for the teams. But I think we both slightly lean towards the Jags. But again, nothing concrete that we're going to be betting a lot of money on. But next up, Carolina. They are +4 on the road against Minnesota. Man, I have no opinion on this game whatsoever. So anything you got on this one that you like?
I mean, I like Carolina, but I'm still trying to see, like, is CMC playing? Is Teddy in? I think Teddy's in, which if he is, I like Carolina on the spot. Minnesota's just, man, overrated to me. Again, only the Bears are the only team in the world who can't score one touchdown to win that, to even cover. I mean, one touchdown, that's all they needed. So I don't know. Their defense is suspect. Carolina should be able to move the ball. And so I like getting points. I see it off the board in some spots. I see it on the board in others. I see fours. What number are you seeing across?
Yeah, I see four on the board. So yeah, I think Christian McCaffrey is probably out, but I think, like you said, Bridgewater is in.
Okay. I like the points, man. I like +4. I might be a little bit of a square play, especially with Minnesota coming off of a loss. But again, I'm just not sold on Minnesota's defense. Like, to me, Carolina's going to be able to at least put up points.
Yeah, which is funny because over the past couple of years when they're like contending in the NFC, it was all their defense. And now the defense is the weak spot. So it's crazy how things can just kind of change pretty quick.
It only looks good against Chicago.
Yeah. Everyone's defense does there. No offense. Sorry. Next up, sexy team that we've been riding all season. I feel like we've been riding since we started this podcast, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes,
they are -3.5 against the Tennessee Titans. Are there any threes out there?
I'm looking. No, looks like consensus 3.5 right now. Colts -3.5.
Yeah, man, I do like the Colts in this spot here just because they have always played Tennessee well. I don't know what it is. Ever since they drafted Andrew Luck, Andrew Luck never lost a game to the Titans. They play him really well. They beat him earlier this year on, I think, a Thursday night football game. And I like him in this spot here as a favorite. Tennessee just came off a big win. Andy just came off a big win. But their defense, man, turnovers in that last game, I think, is kind of the reason we saw so much scoring. But when push came to shove, their defense came through for them against the Packers last week and caused the turnovers that they needed, made the stops that they needed to get them the win. I think that's what we're going to get here, where they'll get the win. I would definitely prefer some threes. If I could have a three, I will definitely be on the Colts. But who are you liking in this one?
Yeah, I love the Colts again, man. I love that we can just like go back to the well. And you're right. Ever since we started the pod, you were the first guy to ride their train, and then we hopped on, and they've been awesome, man. And last week was like one of those games where like it was like triple winner for me. I had them in contest. I had them in a real bet, and then they beat the Packers. So that always makes me smile when we have weeks like that. And I like them again. You nailed it. One, they always play Tennessee tough. Two, Tennessee's defense is suspect, man. Like, just watching them play, they look susceptible to big plays. And the Colts, the reason I always like backing them is, one, good coach, and two, just, like, awesome defense. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Darius Leonard is a monster. As long as he's in, you know the Colts are always going to be in every single game and bring it every single weekend. So I think they're going to be able to run the ball. As long as Phillip Rivers can stay turnover free, this is going to be another game where I think the Colts win by 6-7 points at least.
Yeah. Well, funny thing about the Colts, I've had such like a weird relationship with them because back when like Andrew Luck first was drafted and they were just winning games that they shouldn't have. They were like analytically not a very good football team, but still covering spreads, still winning games. And teams like that, I don't know why, just bother me so much. Like, there was the year the Bills made the playoffs at 9-7. Analytically, they were a horrible team. And it just bothers me when that kind of stuff happens. I don't know why, probably because I look at everything from a betting perspective and I think, all right, this team's not good on paper, analytically not good. That, I don't know. But I hated the Colts originally because that's how they were. They were awful analytically, but winning games, covering spreads. Then I think there was a little bit of time when Andrew Luck was hurt, and then he finally came back for that one season, like his last one before he retired. And that's when I jumped back on their bandwagon, because I've always loved Andrew Luck ever since like coming out of college. But yeah, I've had a very big love-hate relationship with the Colts, and now it's on a good side the past couple of years. So hope we can continue it. And I'll probably be on the Colts. He'll probably be on the Colts. Knowing John, he'd probably be on the Colts this week too.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is now the metrics love the Colts, right?
Yeah. So,
like a win-win for you. Like, you like them, and now, like, DVOA-wise, they're always top five. Their defense is top three. Like, they're legit when it comes to the metrics. And that's why a lot of times, like, people are always wondering, like, oh, why are they favored? Like, a lot of people I saw on Twitter last week were like, how can they be favored over the Packers, right? And it's just like, their power ratings, their metrics, their DVOA, everything. Like, the Colts are up there, man. They're no joke.
Yeah, I don't think Philip Rivers really fits them, which is weird. I love Philip Rivers. I've had my whole career, his whole career, but it's just, man, if they had like a somewhat mobile quarterback, like just like a Jacoby Brissett, but like a step up, they would be such a good football team, probably considered a Super Bowl contender. But I think they're just a little one piece away from getting there. Maybe like a Sam Darnold type upgrade over the offseason might get him there. Who knows? Next up, Chargers. They are on the road in Buffalo against the Bills. I like the Bills in this spot here. I think they're definitely going to win. Let me see what the weather's going to look like on Sunday. Ooh, 50 degrees.
That's what I wanted to ask you, was like, how's the weather looking?
50 degrees and sunny is what it looks like. So not going to be too much of a factor here. I think that the Chargers, man, they've only won two games this season, right? Three games. Yeah. I feel like they've been overrated all season. There's so many times where we've seen them favored in spots that they shouldn't be, or a short underdog, shorter than they should be. And I don't understand it, because they do have a lot of talent, but they just haven't looked good to me, in my opinion. I think this is a spot for the Bills to come through, get a win. They desperately need it to kind of cement their place in the division. They need a really big win, kind of like a come out of the bye week strong, good performance type win. So I think we get it here, but I don't know if I want to lay 5.5. So I'm probably going to sit this one out and just cheer it in as a fan in this spot here. But anything you like in this one?
Yeah, I wanted to get your weather input, and then just, you know, your squad well. Like, I like the Chargers. They're fun to watch. I like taking them as dogs, which is why I kind of like them in this spot, because I see some sixes out there. But they're poorly coached. But I love their quarterback, man. He's fun to watch. This one's going to be – I feel like it's going to be a shootout. Like, super high scoring, back and forth with the nice weather. So I like the points. I'm sorry to root against your team a little bit. I hope that maybe the Bills can win by like 3 or 4 or 5, and we can both win.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if I'll be betting this one, like I said, but probably just cheering it in. I don't think they lose this game though. So next up, this is a game I can't believe I actually like, but Miami is -7 on the road against the Jets. And Vic, I kind of talked about it earlier with the Steelers, where they have to lose a game eventually with the Steelers. The Jets have to win a game, right? And as John would say, I'll quote him here, the New York Jets are a professional football team, right?
Yep, they are.
They got to win a game eventually. So I think this could be the spot. I think we saw a little bit last week with Miami, kind of their weaknesses coming through. I said it on the podcast last week where I'm just not a firm believer in them, because analytically, they give up so many yards. They've just been getting punt blocks, interceptions, easy touchdowns because of the turnovers and things just bouncing their way. And eventually that's going to run out. So I think we saw it last week, kind of peel back and see who the Dolphins really are. And hey, I think the Jets are actually going to eventually win a football game this year. When it is, who knows, but I think this could be one of the spots here. So I like the Jets +7 here. What about you?
Yeah, I like the Jets, man. In this spot, as bad as they are, they did cover last week. I mean, that first half was just a joke. Like, I feel like their coaching staff is just like, I don't know, just, you know, they don't care anymore. It was embarrassing to watch, but like the players second half were like, you know, screw this. We're just going to do our thing and try to play for some pride. And they came back in that one. So I like them in the spot. It's a good spot. They're at home. You're getting a touchdown. So like you said, they are trying. I mean, no team, as bad as these guys are, they're professional, grown men. No team wants to go, you know, 0-16 or, you know, 1-15. Like, they're going to try. And so getting a touchdown in this spot to me looks good. The public's a little bit on Miami to about 55% clip. And so, yeah, I like the Jets like you.
All right. I can't believe I might say it, but that might be a pick of the week. We'll see.
Oh, man.
Next up, we got a 405 special. I don't know how special it is, but New Orleans, they are on the road, -5.5 against the Denver Broncos. Ooh. I would have to lean the Broncos here. I don't think the Saints should be this big of a favorite with Taysom Hill, maybe like 4, 4.5. They play the Falcons again next week, so not really that big of a look ahead, but yeah, I got nothing on this one. How about you?
I think it's like you got to bet the Broncos are like nothing, right? Because it is an overinflated line. You're getting close. There are some sixes out there, so you're getting Denver 6. Vegas needed the Broncos for their lungs, like Chad and Scooch used to say last week, right? And they came through. They broke every single teaser, every single parlay. They beat the Dolphins. The Minnesota and the Dolphins falling were big, big wins for Vegas last week. And I think they need to go back to the well this weekend. It's going to be like they're going to need the Broncos again because everyone's going to be on the Saints, right? So I like the 6 points in this spot.
What do the percentages look like on this one?
It's about 60% Saints, 40% Denver, 55% of the money is on Denver early. And again, we're like recording this super early, trying to get it out for Thanksgiving, right? So things can always change, but that's what it is right now as of Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, look how much changed going into the Monday night game last night with the Bucks and the Rams. I mean, we talked about it on the pod last week, and I think everybody was betting the Rams, and last night it was pretty much 50-50, even slightly on the Bucks. So things change a lot. A lot of money comes in on game day. Another 405 game, San Francisco 49ers. They are +7 against the Rams. I like the Niners in this spot here. And reason for that, I don't want to say that it's a little bit of a look ahead here, but the Rams do play the Cardinals next week, which is a much more important game. The one thing that does kind of scare me a little bit is the defense of the Rams. I don't know how much the 49ers are going to be able to run the ball. And that's really like what's key to them. If they can run the ball, they're going to have success. If they can't run the ball, they got no shot. So I think being in a divisional game here, they played the Rams really tough earlier in the year. I think they actually
did, yeah,
beat them, right?
Yeah.
So but I know it's a totally different team. What we have right now is kind of the 49ers are a little bit of a shell of themselves in here. But I do like the 49ers in the spot getting the 7. How about you?
Yeah, that was a good – yeah, earlier this year, we were all on the Niners. That was a great spot for them. They beat the Rams as dogs straight up. So I like the them again in the spot, getting 7 points, division game. They always play them close, injuries or not. We've been seeing the Niners injured even before the Super Bowl year, and they were playing their division tough, right? And now you got the Rams off of a super big win, shorter week. So I like the Niners in the spot.
Yeah, I do remember that game now you mentioned. It was a Sunday night football game, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so I think the Niners getting 7 here is a good bet. I'll probably make that one of my top 5 bets of the week. Just looking at it this early in the week here. So then we got a game I love. Can't believe I'm going back to the well here with Tampa Bay, but they are +3.5 at home against Kansas City Chiefs. Eventually Kansas City is going to kind of run out here of all the late game Patrick Mahomes magic, but Tampa Bay, man, they are just so hard to pick in a good spot here because there's so many times in prime time this year where it's like, okay, they should win this game. They should come out. Value's on them. And they've just come out and laid an egg. The one thing about Tampa Bay is when they are on offense, they struggle against teams that have a good pass rush. Last night we saw it with the Rams.
Nope.
We saw it with the Bears when they lost that game. Bears got the pass rush going that game. Yeah. And then the two times they play the Saints. Saints have one of the best pass rushes in the league. Every other game that they've won this year is because teams can't get to Tom Brady. If they can protect Tom Brady, that's it. Kansas City doesn't really have much of a pass rush. So I think their defense is still good enough where it's one of the top in the league, you know, not as good as it was earlier in the year, where they can – the Tampa Bay Bucs defense can slow down that offense a little bit. If Tom Brady can get time, he can pick apart their defense. I don't usually bet the overs, but I think this would be a good spot for one here if you wanted to look over. But it's a high total. It's like 55, 56. So you like the Bucs in this one too, Amy?
I do. I like the Bucs in this spot. It's just – it's tough to bet against Patrick Mahomes, man. That guy is just magical. Like, I had no doubt they were going to win that game, right, against the Raiders. Like, when they got the ball back, there are some 3.5s. The only reason I like the Bucs is exactly because of what you said. I mean, inside pressure always gets to Brady. That's the way to beat him. That's the way they've lost Super Bowls. We saw a lot of that with their losses this year. The Chiefs don't have that dynamic, but it will come down to the Bucs offensive line, right? Like, so they've been so banged up, and I don't know if you noticed on that last drive where he threw that pick, the center got hurt, and right after that he got hit by Donald, and then the next play he threw a pick. So it's like he felt that pressure coming and just threw it early and way over his head, over Brate's head, I'm pretty sure. So that's what I'm worried about. Just their offensive line is kind of banged up. If they can keep Brady clean in this pocket, this is a really nice bounce back spot for them.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it all comes down to whether or not they can protect Tom Brady. That's literally it. If they can, I think they can win the game. If not, they're going to struggle.
I like the over a little bit.
I do too. That is one thing that kind of jumped out at me was the over in this spot here, but that's a high total, man. It's tough to get over that.
But the public's on the under, and the total's gone up a point and a half right now. It's in that like 55 and a half. And so that it would be fun to kind of bet that over and not have to worry about Mahomes killing you in the last like 1 minute of the game.
Yeah, really. I think that that game does go over, and wouldn't be surprised to see both teams with 30s on the board for them. Oh boy, next up we got Sunday Night Football. I see an 8.5 out there. Then I also see it off the board in some spots. So what are you seeing? You seeing it same number, 8.5, or are you seeing it off the board a lot?
I'm just seeing pain when I see
this. Yeah, that too.
I've seen it anywhere from 7.5 to 8.5. What's sad is like think about the state of the Bears quarterback. You don't know if it's gonna be like Nick Foles, Mitchell Trubisky, or Tyler Bray. And the line is like, they don't even really care. They're like 7-8 points. You know, that's just how bad this offense is. But yeah, I've seen it anywhere from 7.5 to 8.5. In some contests early, I've seen it 8.5. Right now it's off the board on Sports Insights when I look. But when I was looking on the app, it was at 7.5. So that's what I'm seeing. Of course, everyone's on the Packers, 70% clip. Vegas is going to need the Bears badly. Best chance for the Bears is literally for their defense or special teams to score. So bad. I don't know. I mean, if it wasn't the Bears, like thinking with the logic that we always think with, like, I feel like, hey, this is a good spot. This is like a rivalry game. No matter how bad they've been throughout the years, they always try to get up for this game. And it hasn't been close. I mean, the Packers have smacked us a bunch of times recently. But for the most part, they do try to get up for this game. I remember Bears backups beating Rodgers, Bears backups beating Favre. So it's like they do always play them close. The Bears are quote-unquote in the hunt. Maybe that's kind of their mantra this week. They're like a game out of the playoffs. The division's still in sight, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Their defense is still good. It's early in the week. I don't know if Akeem Hicks is playing. He's kind of the key cog on defense as well, and I don't know who the quarterback is. So it's tough to get behind the Bears. I mean, those are some of my insights. What do you think as like an outsider?
Yeah, I agree. I think the right side is to take the Bears, but man, it's going to be so tough to root for them to score, or not root for them, but just hope that they score, because that offense is painful. And I just don't know how many more times I want to bet the Bears, nor do I care to bet the Bears, because it's just so hard to watch. And I've been in your spot before. I've been in there pretty much my entire life as well, where the Bills have just had offenses that are awful. And you really just hope for defensive or special teams touchdowns, any way you can try and generate points, because you know your offense isn't going to do it. But in this spot here, the number says to take the Bears, but part of me just is like, I don't know if I can do it. In your opinion, who do you think is going to start this weekend? I mean, Nick Foles just got carted off. Trubisky's out for a couple weeks. Is it probably going to be Tyler Bray?
I think it's actually going to be Mitch, man.
He's going to be back?
That's what I'm hearing. Like, he practiced yesterday, whereas Foles didn't. Or I don't know about practice, quote unquote, but like media availability, that's kind of what the beat writer said. So that leads me to think like it's going to be Mitch. Tyler Bray, I mean, he's a third string quarterback. Like, it would be interesting to just get a game and just see him either way. Cause I feel like Bears fans know this, but he's been on the practice squad for like years. I can't even tell you how many years. I think it's been like 6 years where they always like have him on the practice squad. Like, can this kid play? Like, who knows? Maybe he comes in, he's lightning in a bottle. Maybe he's just terrible and we can move on from the Tyler Bray experiment. So part of me kind of wants them to just like lose out, like see what we have. And then on the flip side, I mean, they're still trying to win games. They're a game out of the playoffs. So they'll probably roll out with Mitch.
Yeah. If it's Mitch, man, that kind of changes my opinion a little bit, because I feel like with Mitch in there, they can at least generate some sort of offense with him running a little bit. It won't be much, but at least it adds another threat to them. And I mean, the Packers, their defense, their weak point is the run game, which if there is any strength to the Bears offense, that would be it. So I would probably look at taking the 8.5 if Mitch is playing. I will say that. So
yeah, maybe just wait. I mean, the only thing that's going to go to this number is go up, I feel like, right?
So yeah,
they're going to need him. The one point about the Bears run game, though, is like Montgomery, is he back? Is he not? That's another thing, because he had a concussion. I mean, he should be back. If him and Mitch are back, at least that gives them some more weapons than what we saw against the Vikings, right? So, and the Packers defense is suspect. Like, they needed some linebackers. They needed some playmakers. I don't know why they haven't gotten out and gotten those kind of guys for Rodgers, but their defense definitely gives up a lot. So, I mean, 8.5, if Montgomery and Trubisky play, probably way closer to game time and to make that decision.
Yeah. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that one for sure, because I may look at that if Mitch is playing, honestly. Next up, Monday Night Football, Seattle. They are -5.5, -6 against Philadelphia. Game is in Philadelphia, but man, talk about teams we don't want to bet with the Bears. Philadelphia is another one. I know John was on the was on them last week against the Browns. You and me kind of like the Browns a little bit more, but
yeah, we did.
I don't know if part of last week with the Eagles was just, God, they are bad, or they just couldn't play in those type of weather conditions. I think it's a little mix of both, but I don't want any part of betting the Eagles right now. And I don't want to lay 6, 5.5, 6, whatever it is on the road with Seattle either, but looks like a lot of the public is willing to lay that on the road with them so far.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm on the same place as you. I feel like, dude, Philly's terrible. It's like watching the Bears all over again. And I've watched them like against the Giants. Everyone's like, they're back. Their players are back. They're healthy. And against the Browns last week, and their offense is just atrocious, man. So Seattle, 85% of the public's on them, lines up to 5, 5.5 now. So, you know, Vegas is obviously going to need, odds makers are going to need the Eagles badly, Monday night football, primetime spot. But I don't know how I can do it. I know John's going to be like, well, we have to always like bet a game, but this might be like where I go with a square situation and just take like Seattle -5, because I just don't see how Philly can score, man. So I'll probably sit this one out, but I don't know what else to do, because I just don't see. You always talk about Seattle, you're like, hey, this is overvalued, we can't lay this many points, and usually you're right with that. And then on the flip side, I've seen how bad Philly is the last 2 weeks, and I'm like, I don't know if I can put money on this squad.
Yeah. I don't either. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to bet this game, to be honest. I did. There was one Monday night game a couple weeks ago I didn't bet. I know that for sure. It was weird. But I probably won't bet this one either. So if anything, maybe the Eagles. But again, not anything I want to put a lot of money on. One thing I just saw come across. Ravens have 8 players that have tested positive.
Oh my God. And right now I was liking the Ravens.
I don't know if this game is going to happen. We'll see. Wow. Yeah, that's quite a few. Anyway, we have gone through all the games. So now it is time for our picks of the week. We have one so far with John. He's rolling with the Patriots. So Vic, I'll let you go second, because there's so many games out there, you will at least probably help me narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I actually like a game on Turkey Day, man. I'm going with the Skins. Or I can't call them the Skins anymore. Sorry.
I was like, who?
The Washington football team. I like getting 3 points. I think it's a inflated line, overreaction. I like their D-line versus Dallas's O-line. And I like Terry McLaurin and Gibson, their offensive firepower to be able to score points on Dallas. I think they win the game straight up. So I like the Washington football team.
Can I just say one thing, how Terry McLaurin is probably one of the most underrated wide receivers in the league?
For sure. He's amazing. He's awesome to watch. He's a great fantasy player. Everything about, and he's just a nice dude. Like everything about that guy. I just like their squad. Like I like Alex Smith. I like their coach, Ron Rivera. I'm like rooting for him. Ron Rivera off of cancer. Alex Smith off the surgeries. Like Terry McLaurin's a great dude. Gibson looks like a great kid. Like Chase Young is a beast. Like they're fun to watch, and I think this is just a good spot. Like NFC's teams games, like I like just taking the points.
Yeah, and I'm kind of right there with you, where I think I kind of root for them as well, and I think they have a very bright future with the way that they're kind of building that team. I if you look at the next gen stats, man, Terry McLaurin, he gets so much separation with it. He's one of the best route runners that's out there right now. He kind of reminds me of Stephon Diggs a little bit, just kind of the way he plays and the way he gets open, runs routes, all that. I really like his game a lot. So I hope in the future he gets utilized a lot more than he does right now, because that dude is legit. I will say that. My pick of the week is going to be the Bucks. I'm going to go back to the well. I think they finally pull it off with the 3.5 that I'm getting at home. I will gladly take that. And the game's not in nighttime, so it's not past Tom Brady's bedtime, technically in prime time.
Maybe even though it's depth perception or something, man.
I don't know what it is, man, but the game shouldn't be too dark. We'll say that. So sunset over on the west coast of Florida. I think it's like 6:30, 5:30, something like that. So he'll have a good amount of time with daylight out there. So, yeah, I'm going to roll with the Bucks plus the 3.5. So our three picks will be Washington football team for Vic, plus 3. I'm going with the Bucks plus 3.5. John is going to go with the Patriots, and they are plus 2.5 against the Cardinals. So a couple of dogs that we're rolling with this week. And I do feel a lot more comfortable with this board now than I did coming into this pod. I will say that. So always good talking and kind of figuring these games out.
Yes, sir. It was fun. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you again to all our listeners. It's always fun interacting with you guys on Twitter. So keep it coming, and let's win some money.
Let's do it. Sounds good. See ya.
See you guys.